Saturday marks the 50th anniversary of Juneteenth Day celebrations in Milwaukee. The city was one of the first in the North to celebrate the day, which commemorates June 19, 1865, the day enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, learned they were free. That was 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Since 1865, Black people in a number of cities have celebrated Juneteenth. Venus Williams, executive director of Alice's Garden on North 21st Street, says she's glad the Juneteenth tradition has continued in Milwaukee. Williams grew up in Pittsburgh, where Juneteenth was never mentioned or studied. But that changed for Williams when she moved to Milwaukee in 1988.
And it was like I had just received the news in Galveston. So moving to Milwaukee and being made aware of this piece of history was very affirming and welcoming.
So other than attending the festival, how do you celebrate?
Having a farm and being a farmer creates a whole other context of celebration. So along with honoring the city's 50th at Alice's Garden Urban Farm, we do an evening celebration since 2010. So we like to do something that is set, you know, what better space than at a farm in soil, surrounded by collard greens and okra and all of that.
What do you enjoy most about Juneteenth Day celebrations?
The fact that indeed it's a recognition of freedom. And there's just so much obvious joy on King Drive. People are celebrating. People are dancing. There's music. It's a happy day. And I know that sounds crazy, but we can't take happiness and joy for granted in these moments, especially as Black folks in this country. We had to struggle for joy. You know, we had to claim joy and make it clear that the pursuit of happiness indeed is one of our liberty. So just the joy of the day is enough.
This Juneteenth follows a tense year of social justice movements sparked by the killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and countless others. Do you think the Juneteenth holiday feels different for some Black people this year?
I think it's clear for so many of us that we're still fighting for that dignity. We're still having to demand that people of white and people of white in power acknowledge our full humanity and our right to exist, and literally our right to breathe on the planet. It's about remembering our ancestral struggle for freedom and placing it within the very real context of our current situation.
And another part of our current situation is that Juneteenth will now be recognized as a federal holiday. I've seen mixed feelings about that news. Some folks saying it's about time this holiday be recognized, but then there are others who say, yeah, that's nice, but politicians are banning critical race theory in schools. They are disenfranchising voters, things like that at the same time. But what do you think about that news?
I'm glad that there has been some kind of cultural, spiritual, and humane awakening for some people of white. But we're not crazy. Everybody's not going, you know, they're not going to all embrace us, and they never will. But everything has to have a next point or a starting point, right?
Right.
So in order for there to be at least more comprehensive change and comprehensive movement to equity and liberation, true liberation, again, it has to start somewhere.
Milwaukee's 50th annual Juneteenth Day celebration starts Saturday morning with the parade kickoff at North 14th Street and West Atkinson Avenue. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.